How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Why did you, what went into your switch from defensive end to tight end?
What was that?
What went into your switch when you switched positions from defensive end to tight end? Why did you switch?
I just wasn't producing a lot at defensive end. I guess I was kind of more of a second string, third string guy. And so at the time, I was kind of just disappointed with the production that I was getting there, and went to our head coach at the time, which was John Embry, and just asked him, you know, I think I could be more used to the team, whether that's just getting on special teams, because I wasn't even really on any special teams at the time. So I just asked him if that was the case or if I should move positions. I told him he could move me wherever he wanted to move me, and he kind of saw that we had some needs at tight end, so he moved me over there, and turned out being a really good decision and worked out for me.
Had you played any tight end or any offensive positions when you were in high school?
I played a little bit of tight end when I first got to high school, not too much, probably like 2 weeks, and then I got moved over to defensive end, and that was really the only other time I'd ever played tight end for like 2 weeks, and then when I made the move in college.
As you sit there now, is it kind of amazing that you make that switch to tight end and play, having played so little of it, that now you've been drafted by an NFL team, or is that something that you were kind of hoping for when you made the switch?
It's definitely something I was hoping for when I made the switch, but yeah, of course, it's really surreal right now. Just the strides that I've made in the past year and a half have been amazing, and I hope to keep it going. You know, I think just for myself right now, I'm not where I want to be. I know that I can still make a ton more progress, and I'm going to try and do that every day. Every day that's kind of been my motto, just I got to get better at something every single day, and I think I did that over the season. My progress just week to week in games, I think you can see it on game tape, and I just want to keep it going, and I love the coaches out there in Oakland, and I love working with them at the Senior Bowl. So I'm ready to get out there and work for him again.
Did your dad play with Tony Sperano in college?
No.
No? Okay. No. He's in New Haven. Because he went to New Haven, right, your dad?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
How would you describe that experience, that Senior Bowl week, playing for this coaching staff there?
It's pretty awesome just to see a little bit of how the NFL might work out, and just kind of the schemes and planning that they can do there. And I mean, it definitely helps out, I think, that I got the coaching there, and now I get to go play for the same coaches, which is amazing to me, and I love them all, and can't wait to put in a bunch of work with them and get better.
Nick, the Raiders don't really have an established starter at tight end. Were you aware of that, and do you feel you're ready to come in and compete for substantial playing time?
I was, and yes, of course, I'm ready to go compete. I know that it's open right now. I talked to Coach Huston, and I'm just ready to get in there and do what I can and try and earn my spot. And, you know, we'll see how it all works out when I get there, but I know that I'm going to work my butt off and do everything that I can. So we'll see who comes out with that spot in the fall.
Was a part of you, I mean, as the draft was winding down, was part of you hoping that it would be the Raiders that called? Did you have an inkling that they might, based on the Senior Bowl experience and such?
Yeah, you know, I knew that they liked me a lot. I talked to a bunch of the coaches down there at the Senior Bowl, and I had a great time with them. I think that they saw my work ethic down there, and that's kind of what maybe turned them on to drafting me here in this draft. And so I'm ready to get down there and start working again. And I think definitely what I showed during the Senior Bowl is what they wanted to see. And that's why we're at where we are right now. And I just got to keep it going.
Do you have much special teams experience?
I do. I played on every single special teams this year at one point or another. I started on a good part of them for the entire year. And I knew that I needed to do that, especially just playing 1 year at tight end. And I'm ready to play any special teams that they want me to play. I'll do anything I can to get on the field. And, you know, I'm a football player. I'm not just a tight end. Obviously, coming from playing defensive line to tight end, they got to be good at other things besides just trying to block people and catch the ball. So I'm ready to get on the field wherever they want me to get on.
What do you think you showed the Raiders staff during Senior Bowl practices that had them drafting you?
I think I showed them just the progress that I had made even from the season to the Senior Bowl. And there had been kind of question marks about whether I was just strictly a blocker or that kind of thing. And I think I showed them athleticism and that I do have some hands. And I'm still making strides every single day to improve my hands and improve my my route running and the passing game in general. So I think that they can see that, and I'm going to keep working my butt off to keep furthering that progress in the future. And I hope, you know, to be one of the best tight ends in the league someday. That's a goal of mine, and I don't take it lightly. So I'm gonna keep working and do whatever I can to accomplish that goal.
How difficult was it to keep working on improving your game every week and keeping a mental focus when the team was struggling in terms of wins and losses as much as it did?
It was pretty difficult. Nobody likes to lose. And, you know, I hope that they get that program turned around in the future. I loved Colorado. I loved CU, the university, and I just hope that they can get it turned around. But for me, really, working on tight end it's been difficult, but it's also been one of the funnest things that I've done. And it's, you know, practicing catching the ball and running routes and those kind of things is a ton more fun than even doing, you know, a defensive line practice where you just got to butt heads for an hour and a half straight. And really right now it's exciting for me. I've loved every bit of it. I love playing tight end and just love playing football in general. So I'm just ready to get out and finally start working on football again instead of just training for the combine and running a 40 and all these kinds of things, you know. And even after that, just kind of training here in Boulder by myself, I'm ready to get with the team and start grinding.